Good afternoon, Josh.
Hi, Mick. Thanks for having me.
Thanks so much for joining us here on 2SER. It's a subject that will ring true for a lot of people, and I think, you know, we've all, you know, had experiences with fathers, or we're a father ourselves. So, you know, a lot of kids do grow up, unfortunately, without a father in their house. And this film goes sort of a way to explore the lives of a range of different single fathers grappling with this role. You yourself grew up without a father and felt it had a big influence on your life. Was that a significant part of the reason why you went out and explored this project?
Absolutely. I sort of was looking for a project and looking for something where I'd have the opportunity to explore, some pretty pertinent questions around, you know, what it was to grow up fatherless. Growing up fatherless sort of has a pretty significant impact on a person, I think, and it probably wasn't until later on in life, I'm in my 30s now, that I really started to question and explore how that did impact me. It's a lot easier to sort of push that to the side and forget about it. I felt like I got to a point in life where it was important to really take a good look at, you know, how that had impacted me. And I think arising from that came the question of how do you be a good father if you've never had one? As I sort of reached an age where I wanted to become a father, this question sort of really popped up and I think forms the sort of the thesis of the documentary, I guess, at least in terms of my own personal journey, which is interwoven into the film and the single dads that it sort of explores.
And did you find a sort of a common theme traveling through the fathers that you met? Maybe a common theme to do with their own parenting, or was it all very different circumstances?
Sadly, I did find a common theme. I mean, a lot of the guys I was dealing with had come from similar circumstances to myself, and you know, you could see that intergenerational trauma just being passed on from one generation to the next. And even some of the fathers, you know, we got to know their kids and, you know, you could sort of see the early signs and it is concerning, but it was also quite hopeful that there was a program like this that we discovered that really seemed to be making an impact, making fathers conscious about, you know, that the way that they're sort of passing on these things to their kids and making a change around that.
Parenting is a difficult thing. I've got three of my own. There's no manual to explain it. It involves a lot of hard work and adapting to your kids' needs as they develop. Can you sort of tell us how important it is to develop like a peer community around you to improve your own parenting outcomes?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's funny because the documentary actually also is an exploration of masculinity, and that's something I was really interested in. And when I began the project, that was really my focus. It was sort of looking at what is the narrative today around masculinity in our culture. And what I discovered was that, you know, there sort of is this narrative that, you know, we have this idea of toxic masculinity, and it sort of centers around the fact that men struggle to share their feelings and this kind of thing. So I actually started to test that narrative, and I interviewed people all over the country, men, women, anyone that would have an interesting sort of viewpoint on this. And I started to find that it wasn't necessarily true. What I found was that men were actually desperate to talk about what was going on in their inner world. They were quite comfortable to do so, but often didn't have a safe place to do that.
Yeah.
So that's when I started to see that perhaps this narrative that was sort of that exists at the moment in our culture around masculinity needs to be broadened a little bit. We need to consider that community is really an important aspect of, I guess, this sense of toxic masculinity. And that's what the film really explores, because it's providing that for the men who are involved. And as the film unfolds, I think it becomes pretty evident that community can really help transcend difficult circumstances and give these guys, you know, strength to be better fathers, which is what they all wanted to do.
And that's why it's called the Fathering Project. It's a project started out at Armidale, which I, for some reason, thought was in New South Wales. We're talking about the Armidale in Western Australia.
Yeah. Well, it actually is all over the country.
Right.
The Fathering Project started in Western Australia, now gone national.
Oh, great.
So they're in schools all over the country now, as of, I think, last year or possibly this year. But this program is unique because it's actually implemented in a what's called an at-risk community, basically a lower socioeconomic community. And it was the first time they'd been into an area like this.
Mm.
Typically, the program runs in schools and fathers run the program. And the Fathering Project are pretty hands-off. But because of the requirements and needs of the fathers here and the difficulties they face, they needed a bit more sort of hands-on support. So it's quite different to the regular Fathering Project sort of structure. And I really wanted to support that and advocate for that, which is sort of part of the reason I have developed this film.
This doco itself, I take it was filmed maybe some time ago or maybe in the last couple of years. Have you kept contact with the people in the documentary and sort of kept track of how they've been going with it since?
Yeah, I've stayed in touch with quite a few of the guys from the documentary. There's the guy that runs the project, David, who has been almost a mentor to me. We've sort of stayed in touch and I've had dinner at his house and plenty of coffees and catch-ups, and he's been a really great support. And also the main character, Traverse. He was the first person I showed the final cut to him and his boys, and I went to his house and he just cried the whole way through.
Wow.
And, it was a really moving experience and left me with a sense that, you know, we might have done something pretty special here. I think it's a pretty nice film, and I think it's going to impact a lot of people.
Well, I'm looking forward to watching it because, being a father does have many challenges, and one of those is just overcoming, like you've said before, those own experiences that I've had with my father, which you just, it seems that they inevitably pass down. You don't even mean to. Like, a lot of people always say you become your parents, and you often don't want to, but sometimes it's those things that just almost seem ingrained, and it's a matter of trying to break that cycle, I guess. So I really love that you're addressing that and trying to get people to talk and listen and try and break that cycle, which can sort of just get, go further and further down the generations. And great that ABC will be showing it this Sunday. It's a Mental Health Week as well. And I think it's important to acknowledge the mental stresses that parents can often have. You know, it's not easy being a parent, not easy being a kid. It's not easy living, but, especially being a signal parent can be very isolating as well. Do you think that organized events can often help single parents in dealing with that and like getting people together and socializing a bit because to break that isolation?
Yeah, I think absolutely. I think anything that sort of brings people together, I think isolation is one of the great afflictions of modern society. The way that we've sort of moved away from the village and modern life really does isolate us. And it's a real challenge for anyone, whether you have a kid, particularly for single parents, but for anyone.
Mm.
So definitely anything that sort of brings people into a sense of belonging and community and gives them a place in the society is incredibly helpful and powerful and has a wonderful impact on mental health. So
I think I think it's a documentary that anyone who is a father or thinking about being a father or has a father, I think it sounds like a really interesting documentary and something that'll hopefully help even just one person out there to sort of talk a bit more about their experiences or maybe change up some of the things they're doing. Well done on it, and I hope it goes really well for you, and good luck with the program as well. And we really enjoyed chatting to you on 2SCR today.
Yeah, thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.